Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Brachas Daf Vav. Brachas Daf Vav. And again, we continue on Project Sinai. And hopefully we're trying to work on, again, over the next couple of days, to be offering and presenting the daf as well on OU.org. We're still working out some technical difficulties. But B'ez Hashem, that's where it will be presented as well. Stay tuned for further updates. And again, we try to get a day ahead for the next couple of weeks so that everyone can have it in time, being that I'm in camp still, Camp Kaylee. So it's up a little later, so I'm going to be trying to do it a day ahead as we are getting into now. Okay, Tanya says the Brisa on Hey Amid Beis. We continue the jam-packed Masechta of Maseches Brachas and the jam-packed Perek here in the first Perek of Maseches Brachas. Tanya, Abba's last medium line. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, Al Shnei Dvarim, Ayisi Mitzta'er Kol Yomai. I was pained. I tried my hardest about two things in my life. Al tfilasi shetehei lefnei mitasi, that my tfila is before my bed. Lefnei mitasi, we're not sure exactly what that means yet, but we'll see. Lefnei mitasi, v'al mitasi shetehei nesuna bein safan ladaro. My tfila should be in front of my bed, whatever that means, and my bed should be facing north-south. Safon Darom. Right, that's what the Gemara says. So let's just continue, and then we will explain. So first point. Atfilasi Jehei Lifnei Mitasi. What does that mean? My Lifnei Mitasi. What does it mean? In front of my Mita. Ilema Lifnei Mitasi Mamish. Does it mean in front of my Mita? Meaning, he's going to daven in front of his bed. His bed is up against the wall, and he's going to daven in front of his bed, but that's not appropriate. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Marav. V'yitem Rav Yishu Ben Levi. Minayin Lemis Palel. Shalo Yehei Davar Chotzeitz. Beino Levein Akir. A person should always daven next to a wall, next to somewhere where he can have better kavana. So usually next to a wall, that's what it means. Shenemar, v'yativ chizkiyo panav alakir v'yispalel. Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and davened. We're going to get to B'ez Hashem that story on Daf Yud, Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. So, says the Gemara, he's supposed to daven next to a wall. What do you mean? He always tried to daven next to a bed as if that's the lacharchila. So Gemara says, you're right, doesn't mean in front in a physical sense. Lo tema lefnei mitasi, ela ema samuch lemitasi. Samach l'mitasi means as close to when I got up as possible, close to when I got out of bed. That's what samach l'mitasi means. Let's speak about that for a minute. As soon as he got up, Rashi, samach l'mitasi, kol yamai nisharti shlolasos melacha v'shalolaso batora kishamati mimitasi ache ekra kriyashma ves paolel. An amazing Rashi. Rashi says he made sure not to do melacha, okay, but also not to learn. After he got up, before he davened, trying to make sure to daven first. Tosfos says, what's Rashi talking about? Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ella. Shalaya Osim Malachachi is Palel. Varashi Piresh Afilo Lilmod. Shasa Libokod the Fila. Valoya Dati Minayin Le. What's Rashi talking about? You can't learn before davening? Say Birchas HaTorah. You can't learn. Avorai Deshori Lomod. I bring you even a proof that it's mutter to learn before davening. Kedila Kaman Berak Shani. In the second parak, we're going to have Amrinon. We're going to have stories at the beginning of the second parak about Amoraim saying Kriyashma. De Rav Makdim Umashi Yade Umavarech. Rav got up early, washed his hand and made Netilas Yadayim. Umasni Pirkei, and then he gave a shir. The Kari Kriyashma. And then he got up, when he got up to Kriyashma, and this is what he did when he said Kriyashma. The Gemara's gonna talk about, did he put his hand over his eyes? Did he say the whole parsha? Did he say Kriyashma while the Mitar game was talking? But you see clearly from there that he was giving shir before davening. So that is the Machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the Sfar for Rashi? Tosfos is correct. Meaning, you're not supposed to do anything before davening that relates to you. Like the Gemara says, we're going to have in a couple of dafim, on the Gemara, Dav Yud Amid Beis. Later on, you're not supposed to eat before davening. You can look there for a minute. Lo sochol al adam, lo soch lukodim, shetis pa lo al dimchem. You can't eat before you daven for your blood. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole list of other halachas learned out from lo soch lo al adam. But there's only one of them, it's quoted here, brachas Dav Yud Amid Beis. You can't eat before davening, because that has to do with you. So here too, you're not supposed to do malach, you're not supposed to go make money, but we're not supposed to do other things. But learning? What's wrong with learning? Says Rav Salvechik, says the Rav in Rishimo Shiurim, it must be that Rashi Svara is very different than Tosfos, and then, by the way, the Rambam agrees to Tosfos. Bali Tosfos and the Rambam assume this is a halacha of Chefse Shemayim versus Chefzecha. Chefzecha should not happen in the morning before Chefse Shemayim. So therefore, learning is fine. That's Chefse Shemayim. And therefore, it's okay. But according to Rashi, Rashi says, no, you can't do anything, Masha'enki and Ladas Rashi, Yalfina Mehach Kra, Isr Lehishtamish, Bekol Chelek Shel Haguf, kodem sheyispalel. You can't use your body for anything before you daven. V'yafilu hishtamish besichlo aser, even using your brain. Besichlo aser. V'yalkein aser afluma kodem atfila. And therefore, it would apply even to learning. What about the story in the beginning of the second parak? So he says, maybe there he started before the Zman came. That's a pretty early shiur he was giving. Maybe it was the winter time, and maybe he lived in a place, right? The place where he lived was, it got up very early, and it got dark, got a light late. Either way, he started giving a shiur, b'shas heter. So we're going to learn that b'shas heter has differences between when you have to stop. Okay, so that's an important, though, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, big chiddush. I would say the minhag olam and the halacha is like Tosfos. Meaning, we have shiur before davening. Not a problem, it's wonderful. One of the shiur before davening. So therefore, that's what we see at the Basin line. There's an important Mishnah Brura also that one should be aware of. I think it's come up in the past, and that is, usually, we're not supposed to do anything before davening. Right? We're not supposed to do any of our malachas. I would say, I mentioned it in a Parsha shiur a couple of weeks ago, we shouldn't be checking our emails. We shouldn't be doing things before davening, besides focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Friday morning is different. On a Friday morning, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yashkim, Sibin Reish Nun, Yashkim Baboker Biyom Shishi L'Archin Sarche Shabbos. We should wake up early on Friday to prepare for Shabbos. Vafilo Yesh L'Kama Vodim, and even if we have many service L'Shamsho, Yishtadel L'Hachin Ba'atzvo Shum Dover L'Sarche Shabbos Kli L'Chado. A person should be Mishtadel to be Mechin himself. Yishtadel, by the way, is Lashon Zachar. That means the males among us as well. Right? We have to be make sure to do something for Shabbos, like the Gemara says at the beginning of the second Tark in Kiddushin, Mitzvah Bo Yosemi B'Shlucho, Dafka by Kavod Shabbos, we should do something ourselves, says the Mishnah Brura. What happens if the place where you live only has certain sales before davening? Usually you don't buy things, you don't go to the store before davening, says the Mishnah Brura. V'im derech ha-makom ahulim karba boker, v'lo yimsa liknos achar limudo, lo yikva limudo al achar kniya. First of all, if you have a chavrusa, you go before your chavrusa. V'im regil lim karba boker, ashkim kodem atfila, v'lo yimsa liknos achar atfila, yikne v'achar kispalo. You're allowed to go buy it before. Why? He continues. Ach yira likras kriyashma mikodem. Say kriyashma first. Kivan shekvar higiyas mana. Ve'ezer achlamasha amru asul asos chafasav kodem shiyas palel. Shezu chefse shamayim hi. It's chefse shamayim. If certain challahs that I love, they're going to run out of before davening, I could go before davening. Certain type of dish. Whatever it is. So that is one halacha in terms of samuch le'mitasi, Rashi and Tosfos and the Mishnah Berurah. We continue now with the second half of what he said. What's the second half of what Abba Binyamin said? The Al, fourth wide line, the Amitasi Shetain is Sunav Eitzaf Ladarum. And my bed, I made sure to have in a north-south direction, not in an east-west direction. Damar Abchar Bar Chanina, Amar Abi Yitzchak, Kalanotzi Mitaso, Beitzaf Ladarum. If anybody situates their bed north-south, Havin Leibanim Zacharim, he will have male children, or might mean proper children, shenemar utzvuncha tamalei bitnam yisbu'u banim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, af in ishtom apelos defalim, is a protection against miscarriages, ksiv hacho utzvuncha tamalei bitnam, v'ksiv hasam v'yimlu yamel aledes, v'hine tomim bevitna. Okay, that is north-south. What is the importance of north-south? So first of all, halacha. Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, v'davka kishiyashenim ishto, some say this only applies after a person is married, but before not. But it's only when a person is married because the Shechina is east-west. Okay, others, the Beis Yosef has a big discussion of this in Simon Gimel, right at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, where he discusses, what does this only apply out in the field? What about in the house where there are mechitzas? We have to be worried about this. So I would say Ruba, the minhag olam, is not to be makbid about this, but there are those that one might find that is makbid about this halacha as well. But what's the message of the halacha, besides the fact that Shechina b'mayrev or Shechina b'mizrach, which is the discussion of the Beis Yosef there? Rabbeinu Yonah right here. Rabbeinu Yonah says, a couple of important Rabbeinu Yonahs. Again, I'm probably going to say that every single day of this Masechta. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the importance of Safon Ladarum? Beautiful. Dav Gimlom and Aleph of the Dafei Arif. V'yadayin ha-davar sasum. Tematam ulomar, shabav rzeh yizkel abanim zacharim. Such proper children, just because north-south. V'yomer mori harav nero. This is what my Rebbe said. Shachachamim niskavnu b'zeh lomar. You have to understand. Shekodem shishavish b'taso. When we're talking about north-south, and like Tosfos says, it means with a wife, there are a number of sources that discuss the kavanas that one has to have. Obviously, only focusing on each other, between the husband and the wife. But Shekodem shishavish b'tasko, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Sheyizkar shulchan shu kenegad ha-osher. which is in the north. V'hamenorah shikenegad haTorah. V'yispalo abonav shiyu matzlichim b'torah v'shiyalem osher k'dei shiyisarach l'abrius. When one, between a husband and wife, there are many sources that talk about the kavanas at that time, especially in the kavana, in terms of these future children that hopefully could come out of such a relationship. So you think north-south means think about what's in the north and think about what's in the south. Think about the shulchan and think about the menorah. Think about chachma and osher. So once children can live berevach and dedicate their lives to Torah and mitzvos, that is what the hidden message is. Vatfila shemispala kodem haherayon hi mo'ila yoser meispala shemispala acharkach. The tefillah that we say before our wives become pregnant is a more effective tefillah than after. Why? Because here it's before the gzeira. Mepesh b'shas here our young goes rinma yemish paranar. We learn back in Nida, after Zion, right? The malach stands and holds the drop in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mazeh ashir oni tipish chacham. So you see, it's ready nigzar. V'yavapi shatfila mevatelas hamazel. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, even though tefillah we know can be mevatel anything, as it says in Mazal Yisrael, for it's only a marshin and tulim b'mazalam, shim zachav abish and mazalam kashas chus mevatelas also. Still, it's easier to prevent than to break. Afilu hachi kedei levatel agzera tzorach tefillah v'zachronim yoser. Avak shia kodem agzera ain't tzorach larbos b'tefillah kol kach. Lefichach nasnu bazeh simin. That's what they gave the simin. She is palo abanav kodem atashmish. She yagiu le'ela hashtei ma'alos gedolos. Umitel kach gamken yizkar zevi yikadish lebas hashtashmish. V'yachshav be'ishto. Kidei she yehei banav ru'yim. Get a lot of the halachas. Many of the halachas. The simin reish mem at the end of Mishnah Berurah. Chelek beis. It's all about the focus should be on each other. Nothing else should be going on. And that is also the focus here. According to Rabbi Yonah, the kavana b'shas tashmish. Good. We continue. Tanya, three lines from the bottom. We're still on Hammer Base. Abba Binyamin Omer, Shnai Shinechru Lispalo, V'kadem Echad Mehem Lispalo, V'lo Himten Eschaveiro V'yatsa. Two people went inside to Davin, went into the area to Davin, and one of them left before the other one was finished. He didn't wait for him. Tarfin lo tefillah so befanav. We rip away and tear the tefillah from in front of the person who left. It's terrible. He left him alone. Shenemar taref nafsho ba'apo halaman chote azeva aretz. I'm going to grab your soul, meaning your tefillah that you daven with your soul in his anger. Halaman cha te'azeva aretz. Rashi says, v'chisaber hayita shebishvilcha sheyatzasa tzadik hashchina. Right, because of you, the shechina leaves. No, the shechina is still there, and you left this person talking to the shechina. So therefore, it was inappropriate. Below, and not only that, el shegorim l'shechina shetestalim Yisrael. You caused the shechina to leave because it's as if we don't care. Shneimar vayatek tzur mimkamo. The tzur moved out of its spot. Vein tzur ela hakadosh baruch hu. Shneimar tzur yilat chateshi. And that is tzur refers to Hashem. V'im himten lo mascharo, but if you wait for him, what's the schar? Amar b'ezer b'chanina zochel brachas halal. We get tremendous brachas. Shneimar lukshavta l'mitzvosai v'yehei kenahar shlomecha v'zekasla kerali hayam v'yehei chachol zaracha v'tetzai me'echa v'chulu. Right? Because hikshavta is Rashi says is a lashon haptana. If you wait a little bit, hikshavta also means to listen. If you wait and listen, so then you will be zochel to all of these brachas. 2 points. Number one, I forgot to mention on the previous Gemara. Tosfos has the ha'ara that there shouldn't be any chatzitz, there shouldn't be any break between you and the wall. Tosfos says if there is a fixed piece of furniture, that's not a problem. If it's fixed, because that's kavua. Avol milsa dekviya, Tosfos said, aron teva ein zehefsik. Or if somebody's behind a bench, somebody's behind a shtender, that's also fine. It's a milsa dekviya, it's a piece of furniture, and that would be okay. One. Two, the other point is on this last piece of Gemara that we just read, that we're not supposed to leave anybody alone when they daven. Top Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says this only applied in the earlier generations. They were out in the fields, their shuls, and therefore if somebody was left alone, it was dangerous. Therefore you have to wait. But if in Rabbeinu Tam would say in our shuls, you don't have to wait. It's indoors. Fine, so he'll be the last one. We'll just make sure he locks up. The re didn't want maybe the person to feel pressured. Oh, the God of Al-Dor is waiting for me, the Re. See, just whenever he saw somebody still davening, he kept going. He had a long Shemona Esrei. He used to like take out a sefer, pretend he was davening, and in that way, nobody would know. I could dole him, sometimes do things to not make anybody feel bad. I think years ago, Chassam Sofer, where he writes, he's against, again, major discussion, he's against the prayers to Malachim in the Slichos. Machlisei Rachamim, among others, Machlokos Rishonim. There are a couple of Rashis in Shabbos and in Sanhedrin that seem to say it's okay. The Rambam seems to say it's not okay. Machlokos about, the Yud Gimel Midos, Machlisei Rachamim, but it says Chassam Sofer was against Machlisei Rachamim, but he didn't stop it in his shul. He was against it, he wrote his shul, but he didn't stop it, because he knew, Yesh Me'am Al-Lismoch. But what did he do? He just dragged out Tachron. He said a very slow Tachron, so that nobody would notice that he wasn't saying it. That's what he wrote in the tshuva. Maybe he published this at the end of his life, so nobody picked up on it. Anyway, that's what Tosa says, that it would only apply in those days. But then Tosa says, V'no'e lahachmir af lanu. It's good to be machmir even ourselves. Tosa ends off. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, quote, Simin Tzadik, Simin Tzadi, Sif Tezvav, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Nishar Adam Yechidi Mispalo B'Beis HaKnesses, Sheba Sados, O Afilu B'Beis HaKnesses, Sheba Ir, if somebody's left alone in the shul, in the fields, or even in the city, Im Hi Tfilas Arvis, Shemis Palim Balayla, Chayiv Chaveo Lahamtelo, Shisayin Tfilaso, Kdesh Lo Yisbal Bel B'Tfilaso. You have to wait, because if a person's alone, he won't be able to have proper kavana. It's my responsibility to not ruin the other person's kavana. If my leaving would ruin his kavana, he'll be scared. I can't leave. V'yesh machmirin afilu bayom. And some say maybe not only at night, but even by day. Uba v'etzach nesha shalana shem ba'ir. The Rama says, maybe even today. He quotes the two in Mordechai b'shem the Re. And Rabbeinu Yonah, Perakama de Brachas. That's right here. This is v'no'a lahachmiraf lanu. That is quoted in the Ramah, even though we're Be'ir and Bayom, we shouldn't leave somebody davening alone. But the Shulchan Aruch ends off, v'imarech b'bakashos v'sachanunim enochayv lahamtin lo. If he's basically finished Shmoneh Esrei, he's just adding on bakashos at the end, that's not called still saying Shmoneh Esrei, therefore you don't have to wait in that case. The Achronim point out also on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch that this only applies when they started together. If a guy walks in 2 minutes before everybody leaves and starts davening, that's for sure not my responsibility. If you want to, you want to. Midas Chasidus, you could stay. But Me'ikra Din, it's kind of their fault. And they knew going in Igloi Milsa that they were Magal their Das, that they don't care that they will be left alone. Okay. Next, Abba Binyamin. Tanya, fourth line. Abba Binyamin Omer. If Hashem would open our eyes to see all of the mazikin in the world, we wouldn't be able to handle it. They're all over the place. Mazikin, prosecuting negative, dangerous spiritual forces. Amar Abaya, Inhu Nefishi Minan, they're more than us. They surround us like a ditch surrounds a tree. They surround us. Amar Rav Huna, Kochad V'chad Minan. Each one of us, Alpha Mismale Vervavase Mimine, with 1,000 on our left side and 10,000 on our right side. They're all over. It's a mushel. You might say, oh, what's going on here? What does this mean? But we know that if somebody had a microscope and looked all around the air, they'll see little bugs flying through the air, all the germs. We don't see them. So not so difficult to understand this from Ravuna. Amarava. Hayducha dahavi bakala minayo havi. When we feel squished when we're at the shear, kala, the igrit kala, it's from them. Hani birke deshilhi minayu. The wavering and weak knees are from them. They're banging our knees. Hani mani drabanan de balu. Those clothing of the rabbis that got worn out. Michufya to do is from their rubbing. Hani kari de menakfan minayu. Those also legs that got bruised are all from them. Meaning they're invisible, but they're there. Haiman de Boyle Meidaluhu, whoever wants to see them and know that these mazikim exist, Lysi Kitma Nehila, bring sifted ashes. Vineheder der Apurya, put it around your bed. Ubit Safra Chazi, and see in the morning, Kikari Tetanagolta, you'll see chicken-like feet, chicken tracks in the ashes. That'll prove to you that they exist. Haiman de Boyle Mechzinu, if anybody ever wants to see it, not that it's suggested. Lacey shall yasa dushin rasa, bring an afterbirth of a cat. Uchmasabach uchmasa, a black cat's daughter of a, the product of a black cat. Buchrasabach busrasa, firstborn. Velikle, venura, and burn it. Velishchake, and then grind it up. Velimle, enimine, and then fill one's eyes from it. Vechazi, luhun, you'll be able to see them. Velishti, begufsa, the parasla, but then when you see it, you can try to catch it and put it in an iron bottle. Velachtame, bukushpanka, the parasla, and close it with a sealed piece of metal also. Dilma ganvimine, because if you don't let them around, they're gonna be gone of it. Velachton pume, and seal it very well, ki hechid olitzik, so that you don't get damaged. This is about mazikin. Rabbi Rabbiya Ovid Hachi, Rabbi Rabbiya did this once, chaza, and he didn't take the proper precautions, basically, and he was hurt. By Rachamim, Rabban and Rachamim Olev Itzi, and he was healed in the end. Period. So this is the first Gemara, not the first actually. We had yesterday. We had Mazikin as well. We had Mazikin on Daf Hey. Daf Hey involved, this is the issue of Mazikin or Shadim, major Machlokas Rishonim. Do these really exist? The Pashtus of Shas, the Pashtus of many Gemaras is that they do exist. Right, the Gemara says in Mesechas Chagiga. The Gemara says it clearly. Well, the Gemara right here, first of all, sounds like they exist. The Gemara in Mesechas Chagiga on Daf Tezayin says, Tan Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Namru B'Shedim, Shlosha Kamalachei Hashareis V'Shlosha Kibnei Adam. Six things about Shedim. Three ways they're like angels. Three ways they're like people. Shlosha Kamalachei Hashareis, they're like angels. Yeshlem Knafayim Kamalachei Hashareis, they have wings. Vitasin, and they fly. Misofo Lamatsofo, Kamalachei Hashareis. V'Yodin Masha Asid Lios, and they also know the future. Kamalachei Hashareis. Yodin Zalkadayatach Lashomen Me'achoya Paragod. They hear. Those three ways, they're like angels. Then three ways they're like people. Ochlin v'shosin kibnei adam, parin v'ravin kibnei adam, umesim kibnei adam. Wow. And then it says there are six things like people, by people. Three ways they're like malachim, three ways they're like malachim, like others, like animals. Okay. Anyway, it's great Gemara. Chagiga daf tezayin. So it sounds pretty clear. The Ramban and other Rishonim, I would say Rov Rishonim hold that there are such things called mazikin, called shedim. The Ramban discusses this in Vayikra, in the Pasuk by Achremos, right? On the Pasuk of Asirim, and connected to the long Ramban about Seir Lazazel, that's this the discussion of the Ramban, in Pasuk Achremos. He clearly says that they don't have the four, they don't come from the four humors that all other, that human beings come from, but they were created. Other Rishonim say that they were in the process of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created created them part way, and then Shesis Mebracious came. Either way, they exist, according to the Ramban and to others. Who argues on this? Of course, the Rambam. The Rambam will have nothing supporting this type of idea. He will have to reread and understand many, many different Gemaras. And that's what the Gra in Siman Kufay and Tez and Yeradeya is very upset about. The Gra says, what's the Rambam? The Rambam rereads so many Gemaras because of his philosophical bent. It's not in intellectual honesty. He's so convinced by it, so he doesn't understand properly. The Gra says, ha philosophy hit the toe. Philosophy tricked him and hit him over the head. He says, the whole world, the whole Gemara, all of Shas has. But this is the Rambam. The Rambam writes this in a few places. I'll read you one. Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Avodah Zarah, in the fourth parak, says the Rambam, Mi masha atasarech leida, ki afilosofim al hashlemus eina ma'aminim atzlamim, rotzini lomar hatalims meos, right, talismans, avo maligin mehen, u meosot shechoshen sheishlam pula u bir ze yarech, v'on anio mezel fi she'on anio deya, sherob bnei adam kulam niftim, bazet pitui godom od. Most people get seduced by these things. U bedvarim domelohem, u mechashvim sheishlam inyonim amitiyim. People think this truth to all of these kishuf and shedim and other things. The ein adavar kein ki ad ki atovim achasidim mi bnei datenu choshvim shein dvarim amitiyim el shem asurim mitzad haTorah bilvad. Right, all these surim about ma'onin chover chaver machashef. We discussed about many of them in Mitzvashir. So says the Rambam, many of my fellow Rishonim think that there are powers there, and that's why God asserted you can't be involved in it. And the Rambam says, the einam yodim shein dvarim betelim kozvim. They don't realize that, no, the Torah asserted because it's meaningless and foolish. V'itz tavina batarsh lo lasosam, k'moshe sirah lakazav, v'im dvarim nidz barla, pirsum gadol, eitzel lo avdik hachavim, v'ikr zeh b'uma nikre savim, v'im ha'uma sheyasav ravinu, v'cholu, and he continues. Yeah, but this is the Rambam. against most other Rishonim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in a piece also that we've mentioned a number of times, writes in Parshas Va'era that maybe even you have to say something for the Rambam. Maybe even the Rambam would agree that Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaGemara, there were powers. Why? Because after all, says Rabbi Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives a level playing field. It was levels the playing field. So if there's such koach hatahara in the world, then there has to be koach hatum in the world. So these tanoim, these amoram, had unbelievable kochos and baskols and able to stop nature and do tchias amesim. So if that's the case, if such koach hatahara is in the world, then koach hatuma lichora has to be parallel. And that's what he says. The be'emes mashesidir lano Hashem yisbarach shehezel le'umazeh. Shehilu lo ha'yakein ha'isa b'chir netulam eis ba'al yaseichel. We would have no b'chir chavshis if one was stronger than the other. Hein emes shekisha haratzon molichas adam ein aroa filu dram sichliyim. It's true that if there's a ratzon against belief, that it doesn't matter how many nisim and how unbelievable godliness is shown, the person's still not going to believe. Ava b'cholzos, like we spoke about the kachatzos halayla a couple of days ago. Ava b'cholzos mukhruchu limso izam makom letos. But still, he will find a place. He quotes the Ramban by Kriyas Yamsuf and others. Ulafichach says Rabbi Yaakov calls Machais a nevua. Hayu mofsim nasim adik shafim. As long as it was nevua in the world, it was also real kishuf. And the Ramban would agree to that. Says Rabbi Yaakov. The Rambam just says there's no such thing in his time. It doesn't sound that way from the Rambam, but that's his suggestion. Originally, there was real kishuv because it was nevuah. When nevuah went down to baskols, so therefore kishuv went down to shadim. The black chariot. Like black magic. Right, and that's what he talks about here. He says, "V'nir lefizeh nuchol yashiv esas harambam hasover she'in l'shedim shumachiza b'metzius v'kulam shekarhein v'kvar hisigu alav abom acharov." Everybody argued. Ma yasar rambam call hani sugyus. What would he do with all the sugyus? Well, if he mashakasafti, sure the Rambam would agree that bezman gemara there were these things, but just not. But just not now. That's what he said. And then, actually, Rabbi Yaakov ends off by saying he remembers that when he was in Kelm, he said, "Raisi shekasav agon rochon wasser mishem achavas chayim shemaisa hadibik hamafursam shai biyamav minastam yahachron." He recorded from the Chavetz Chaim that the Chavetz Chaim says the Dibbuk story, doesn't say which one, the Dibbuk story in the Chavetz Chaim's day, Mestam is the last Dibbuk story that there will ever be. Ki kechol she tiktan koach ha-Torah v'haruchnias, kein tiktan koach ha-Tumah. Because the Chavetz Chaim already saw the Yeridas Hadoros, that already in his dar, he felt that this was it. And therefore there's not going to be any more Dibbuks, because the koach ha-Torah is not as strong. U'be'emes efshar shefilo bi'ameinu, b'mekomo sh'nishru Yehudim chadurim be'emuna v'tzmim ma'aseim she'etzlam yegam la-koach Tumah. The more Tara person has, and the more Tuma, Rahman al-Aslan, that can get into him. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tanya Abin Yamin Omer. Has a lot to say, we only did a quarter of the daf. Tanya Abin Yamin Omer. Ein tfila shel adam nishmas el beis haknesses. Tfila of a person is only heard in a shul. The chiddush is, we've shown him say, even biyachid. If somebody has to daven alone, it's better to daven in a shul than to daven at home. Shneamar l'shmawa el harida ve'el atfila b'makom rina, in the place of rina, which is tfila, shamtei tfila, makom rina, in the place of rina, that's where you should daven as well. Amar avin barav ada, amar b'yislak, minayin shakarish baruch hu matzav b'saknesses. Once we're talking about a shul, how do we know that Hashem is matsui, is easily found in a shul? Shneamar elo kim nitsa, Elohim nitsa ba'adas kel. God, the judges sit by the scale. That's what it's in Rashi. Bembeis moed shelo. Uminayin las Rashi bespalon shashchina imahem. And how do I know whenever 10 people daven, no matter where, the shchina there, shenemar, la kibnitsa, by the scale, same pasik. Uminayin lishlo shashi yoshim bedin shashchina imahem. How do I know even if 3 people are sitting and judging, shenemar, but kerev Elohim yishpot? Right, that's the 3, Hashem is amongst the judges. How do we know even if just 2 people are sitting and learning? There's a chavrusa, they're the only ones in the Beis Medrash. Hashem is there. Shenemar, az nidru yirei Hashem, ish el re'ehu. The yirei Hashem, while learning, said to each other, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'chulu. Mai ulachoshvei shmo. The end of that pasuk says, he heard ulachoshvei shmo, amar av ashi, just as a side point. It's an important line, but a side point in terms of our brisa here. Chashav, lechoshve, those who think about his name. Chashav adam lasos mitzvah v'ne'anas v'lo asa'ah. If somebody thinks about doing a mitzvah and is ne'anas, is unable to do it, ma'ala lo akasav, ki lo asa'ah, Hashem gives him the credit as if he did it. We'll get back to that line. First, let's just finish the thought. Uminayin sha'afilu echad sheyoshev v'osik batorah sheshchina imo. How do I know that even if only one person is sitting and learning Torah, the Shechina is with him by himself, sheneemar, b'chol makom asher azkir es shemi, avo elecha, I will come to you, in singular, uve'achticha, give you a bracha. So you see, any place where Hashem's name is mentioned, he will come to give a bracha. Semicolon. What does Hashem's name have to do with Talmud Torah? It says if somebody learns Torah, even if one person learns Torah, Hashem comes. So they quote a pasuk about azkir es shemi. So the Nitziv quotes here the Hadam of the Ramban. Hadam of the Ramban, which has come up many times, but you got to review and review and review. Like Rav Yashiv said on yesterday's daf, review does not mean review. Chazor does not mean reviewing what I learned. It means learning it again. Odhbiyadina Kabbalah Shal Emes, says the Ramban in his Akdama. We have a Kabbalah. Kikala Torah Kula Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah really spells out Shem Hashem. Shatevos Mischalkos Hashemos Binyan Acher. On a deeper level, you put all the letters together, you can spell out different words. Ki'ilu takshov al derech mashal. For example, the first pasuk, instead of bereshis bara, it could be berosh yisbara. But really, every single letter in the Torah is part of a greater Shem Hashem. All of the Torah spells out Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Ramban says, even if one letter is missing, even if it does not change the meaning of a word, that it is a puzzle Sefer Torah. Because of Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag, in Mitzvah 613, argues with the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh has a big chiddush where he says that there is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh to write a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah does not apply anymore. How could it not apply anymore? What's that totally in the base of Mikdash? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, we're not experts in chaseros v'yaseros. We're not experts in missing letters and extra letters. So that's why it says the Shagas Aryeh, the only mitzvah is to write a kosher Sefer Torah. If we don't know, so then, you know, that's it. And the Minchas Chinuch there says, I'm beg to differ, but I'm sorry. The mitzvah does apply b'zman hazeh. The Rishonim don't say it. It's a huge chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Why don't the Rishonim say what you say? That's the biggest raya against you. But the other svara is, says the Minchas Chinuch, there are mistakes and there are mistakes. If there is a chisaron or a yisaron that changes the meaning of a word, then fine. That's a pasul Sefer Torah. But if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, okay, then you try to get them right. But that's not a problem. It doesn't make it a pasul Sefer Torah. Right? And therefore, I think 100% that there is a mitzvah bizman hazeh. Well, it's a little against that the Ramban, because Ramban says Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if a letter is missing, even if it does not change the meaning of a word, it's going to be puzzle. But the Minchas Chinuch has that chiluk in mitzvah taryag of two different types. I'll just read you one line. V'nir l'ani yizdaiti biruin shel dvarim v'yeshnei minei chaser v'yaser. There are two types of chaser v'yaser, says the Minchas Chinuch. Echad da'al yidei chaser or yaser nishtana pirush ateva o yuchal lehishtanos. Like examples like that where it changes the meaning of a word. So there, that makes it a pasul Sefer Torah. But if it does not change the meaning of a word, so then, ach, yech chaser v'yaseros, te'inam shtana pirush ateva yidei zek. We go, aron, b'parshas tetzave, b'mesora, yesh besoros tenechtav, malei b'vav. One aron is followed with a vav. And I found this in old Sefer Torah, says the Minchas Chinuch. But we don't pass in that way. But still, those are the types. Or betsuadaka with an aleph or with a ayin. So all of these does not change the meaning of the word. But that's b'chol makom asher azkir shmi. Shmi means the Torah. So even if one person is learning, the Shechina is there. V'chi, let's continue. And then again, we have to come back to the Ones line. V'chi me'acher, di'afilu chad, trei mi boy. So if Hashem is even with one, so what's the chiddush of saying he's even with two? Shrei mechtavan milayu b'sefer hazichronos. Two, when two people are learning, their words are recorded in the memory book. Chad lo mechtavan milayu b'sefer hazichronos. But one, it's not recorded. What does that mean? One is not recorded. What if I when I learn by myself, I don't get credit? Tosus and the Marsha. Tosus chad lo mechtavan milayu b'sefer hazichronos. Klomar im acherim. There are private books and there are public books. So if you learn with a chavrusa, you'll be inscribed not only in your private book, but also in the public book. But if you only learn by yourself, you only read that in your private book and not in your public book. Okay, Tosus. The Marsha has a different pshat. The Marsha says that, no, if you learn with somebody, then what you're probably saying is going to end up being true. Because you're going to fight with each other about Amita Shal Torah, and you'll come to the MS. If somebody's learning by themselves, and they're not sharing their Torah, they're just doing it by themselves, there's a good chance that they made a mistake. They're good at making a mistake. That's why it's not worth writing down and recording. That's the pashas of the Gemara. It doesn't say the different books. Mechvim milay, b'sefer d'chronos. So it says, b'sefer d'chronos shel harabim. That's what you have to add on for Tosfos. The Marsha says, no. It's probably not worth being recorded if somebody's not learning with a chavrusa. So, okay, so you might say, what about Bisman Hazeh? Svarim could be our chavrusas. You can look it up. Okay, either way, that is, though, the important ha'ara of the Maharsha. Continue. V'chimei acher. Got it? Third line. So if even two people have the Shechina and they get into Sefer HaZichronos, what about three? Why say three? Because you might say three people doing din. That's just Shalom keeping the peace. But that doesn't bring the Shechina. Kamash Malon, the din and ami, hainu Torah. Kamash Malon, the din, being a posek. Psak din is also Torah, and therefore it's even three. So we keep going up. One, two, three. 10. So now that we just said even 3, Asar mi boy, so what do you have to tell me that Hashem is there with 10? Asara kan mashkina va'askia. 10. If Hashem sees that there's going to be 10 there, he goes first and waits for them. Tlasa adiyasvi. 3, until they sit, and only then the Shechina is going to come. Two dots. Two discussions. Number one, the Marsha. Marsha has a couple of important ha'aras on our daf. Today the Marsha says, right here, Shrei Metrimilayu, we did that one. Shafilu Echash Yoshivosik Batorah. B'chol Makom Asher Azkiresh Shemi, wherever my name is mentioned. Says the Marsha, you know what this is telling me? That whenever you're learning and you get to a Shem Hashem, you're allowed to say it. You read this Gemara 100 times, we wouldn't catch that. Shrei Azkiresh Shemi, wherever my name is mentioned. V'hakim Efarishleid, Lenin Osik Batorah. B'chol Makom She'etin Lucha Rishus Laskir Shemi, then would Biderech Limud, Avinin Acher Aser. This is the Marsha that this Gemara, he seems to say, holds that when you say, when let's say something, Hashem's name comes up in the Gemara, so one is allowed to say, shame, shame Hashem. So this is a big sugya, and all the posts can weigh in on it. I'll just read you one. The Shelas Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Pei Aleph, Sha'alti, Sha'altani Bini, Imutu Likvos Askaras Bepsukim, Hamuvan Betalmud. Could you say the Hashem Hashem in the Psukim that are found in the Gemara? Tshuva. Even though you might have seen some teachers that are makbid not to say Shem Hashem, v'sovrim sheish baruch shash to lo sisa Shem Hashem levatala, they think it's Shem Hashem levatala, v'vadai ta'us hu bidehem. It's a mistake. I think in general, Ashkenazim are much more hesitant. Sfaradim say Shem Hashem a lot, but Ashkenazim are much more hesitant. But there's the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he's an Ashkenazi. His father, right, Rav the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Ashkenazi, tell us who bidehem. V'lo chazina l'rabbanan kashi shoy dekati b'achi. I haven't seen the great elder rabbis makbid about this. V'ver ivcha hu nehirna katavin atalia. And if I really think about it, I think the opposite is correct. Why? Because, first of all, misvara, and then from a Gemara. He quotes the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says later on, a Balkari, according to one opinion, cannot say Askaro Shebo in the Gemara. So it's mashma that only a Balkari is Asur, but a Shark all don't know. Right? Everybody else would be able to. And therefore he says, Pshita, it should be Mutter. Why? Because he says, this is not saying it. Levatala. V'chilam. Laniyas dati pashata, afilu raya lo ayutzrichen. Ki my time a nishne, kriyas a nishane, kriyas a psukin, ksuvim, mimashahim ba Torah. Why should we change what it says in the Torah? Kriyas a mitzvah. You're reading a pasuk. Vechila china mulavatala koreos on bederach talmudo? You're not saying it for naught. Halose ikar talmud Torah. Sheshakul connected kala mitzvahs. Kishadoresh umafarish hapsukim. The ef shar mi belisha yikraim. And you have to read them. So therefore he says, there is no problem. Why do you find sometimes in the Gemara, it doesn't even quote the whole pasuk, it just says of a chulu? He says because maybe then they were still in the time period where they had just written down Talmud Torah, and it was still somewhat difficult and hadn't yet caught on. But with us, everything's mutter. Right? Everything's mutter because of Eis Lasos Lashem. And therefore, he says, it should not be a problem. Should not be a problem, he ends up by saying, not an issue. Good. It also comes up, by the way, posuk that says, what about in Zmiros? And it's Zmiras on Shabbos, again, which will ask the local Orthodox, their Rebbe, but it's also a discussion, different people. Yes, Shem Hashem, no Shem Hashem, that is an important discussion. Number one. The other point to mention is on the Ones issue. Somebody wants to do a mitzvah and he can't, it's as if he did it. So we mentioned many, many times, Rabbi Yosef Engel's Ha'ara, that only applies to mitzvos bein Adam la Makom. that Hashem could say as if you did it. Mitzvot ben adam l'chaveiro, which are result oriented, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot say it is as if you did it. So we're not going to go into that now to read it from Yosef Engel. But one ha'ara from the Avnei Nezer. Ein beis medrash below chiddush. The Avnei Nezer says that there are three mitzvos that one has to sell the shirt off their back for. Dalet kosos, right, Megillah. Why by certain mitzvos you have to sell the shirt off your back? Says the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva, mitzvos that are persume nisa, that means result-oriented. Result-oriented means you can't get the credit unless you do it. Even if it's an ones, so you can't get the credit. That is why, by mitzvahs, if presume nisa, you have to sell the shirt off your back because you can't get this gemara of kilu asa'ah. You have to do it yourself. Good! Okay, today's daf really, we can spend hours on, as we can many tafim in this masechta, but we do our best. Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Avada, Amar Rabbi Yisroch, Minayin, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin, famous. How do you know that Hashem wears tefillin? What does it mean Hashem wears tefillin? So the Marsha here discusses, it means that he has dveikus within us. He puts us on him, meaning he doesn't have a hesek hadas from us. How do you know that? Shenemar nishba Hashem bimino ubizro uzo. Bimino zutora. Shenemar bimino eshaz lamo. Ubizroa uzo elu tefillin. Shenemar Hashem oz lamo yitain. So Hashem wears tefillin. Uminayin shat tefillin oz him liyisrael. How do you know it's oz? Tichsiv. How do you know it symbolizes the strength of the Jew? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Kisavo, V'ro kalam ha'aretz kishem Hashem nigra alecha v'yaro mimecha. The Am Ha'aretz will see that the name of God is called upon you. V'yaro mimecha, they'll fear you. V'tanya, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol Omer, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, who most assume is Rabbi Elazar, and he was called HaGadol here for various reasons, suggested, Eil tefillin shebarosh. They'll see you and they'll fear you. That's tefillin shebarosh. You see it's O's. You see it's our strength, and the nations are scared from it. Story is told about the Gra, about the Rambam, about someone. But someone, one time, the enemy runs into the shul, and the Rambam, or the Gra, I heard it about the Gra turns around, and then the enemy starts screaming, ah, and they run out of the shul. And the Talmidim go ask the Rebbe, like, they ask the Gra, what do you do? Did he do some kind of incantation? So he says, what do you mean? It's a Mefurish Gemara. Our Gemara, V'ro Kalami Arski Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'yomi Mecca. And so they said, Rebbe, we're also wearing tefillin. Also wearing tefillin. So he says, no, you didn't read the Gemara. It doesn't say, Eilu tefillin Sha'al Harosh. It says, Eilu tefillin shebirosh. The message of the tefillin has to seep in from on top of the skin. So that's Eilu tefillin shebirosh, number one. That's a story. But fascinating, two halachos that are learned out from this line of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. Two halachos just to mention. The Migdal Oz in Hilchas Tefillin, Gimel, Migdal Oz in the bottom of the Rambam, discusses the Seder HaParshios in one's tefillin. There are at least four different opinions, even right, for every permutation, what the order of the parshiyos should be. Should they be in order how they appear in the Torah, A, or should they be what's called havayos be'emsa? Right, the two, v'haya kiviyacha and v'haim shemoa, they should have that be'emsa. Those are the two choices. How does it become four? Well, whose right do you start from? Do you start from yemin ha'korei, right, or yemin ha'meniach? You mean of the one that's wearing it, or the one that's coming. So let's say if we say it has to be in order of how it appears in the Torah, from right to left, so who's right and who's left? Machlokes, so at least four different opinions. So the Migdal Oz there says, he thinks it goes by Yemin HaRoeh. Why? Because of this pasuk. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yor B'mecha. They're going to see. The Shel Rosh is all about seeing from the outside. That is number one. Halacha, you learned this. He learned Seder HaParshiyos. And that's the Machlokas Rashi Ben Utam. In terms of what the order of the Parshiyos are. Rabbeinu Yonah has another halacha he learns on Daf Tes. In a couple of blot from now, he says, you know what you learn from this Gemara? Isn't it amazing that most halachos that apply, and most mitzvahs that apply during the day, it's mitzvahs kol hayom, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah. Kol mitzvah that applies by yom applies the whole day. And in Zabayah applies the whole Laila. All of a sudden, we come to tefillin. Tefillin and talis only apply on, they only apply from, Misha Yakir. Why Misha Yakir? They only apply Misha Yakir because, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Tzitzis has a re'isim or so, and tefillin has, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, V'yaru Mimecha. So that is what the two halachas that we learn out from Rabbeinu Yonah and the Migdal Oz. Okay, we continue. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, l'Rav Chiya bar Avin, hani tefillin demari alma, my kasabuhu. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? He wears tefillin. Amalei, umikam chayisol goyachad ba'aretz. Who is like the Jewish people? Umim mishtabeh kochabrichu b'shevchayad Yisrael, does Hashem praise himself for the praise of the Jews in Yes Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says at the end of the Torah, as Hashem ha'amarta hayom, v'Hashem ha'amircha hayom, you each designated each other. Amar l'makadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael, atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam, v'ani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam. You made me a special unit, so I'm going to make you a special unit. On the side it says, Dabar ha'nikar she'en kamahu. Atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam she'ne'emar. Shema Yisrael Hashem alakin Hashem achad. You made me special because you called out. Hashem is one. V'ani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam she'ne'emar. U'mika amcha Yisrael ka'yachad ba'aretz. And I'm going to make you a special unit who is like the Jewish people. Right, this Gemara is quoted by Rabbi Yisrael Mibraditchev to explain many examples. Give many examples where Hashem is Meshabeach and us, and we're Meshabeach and Hashem. We've discussed it. That's why we call it Chag HaMatzos. I'm sorry, that's why Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, and we call it Pesach. Chag HaMatzos is all about our commitment. We went out quickly. And Chag HaPesach is that Hashem passed over us. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, we call it Chag HaPesach. And that is why in Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Moshe, Nekom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe tells B'nei Yisrael, Nekom Nikmas Hashem, and other examples as well, but it all comes from this Gemara about the tefillin. Omli Ravacha B'edu Ravel Ravashi, Teinach B'chad Beisa, fine, we know what it says in one bias, one of the compartments in Hashem's tefillin. B'shar Bate Mi'mai, Amarlei, Kimi Gai Gadol, Umi Gai Gadol, Ashrecha Yisrael, Anisa Lakim, all the psukim that praise us. Ula Sitcha Elyon, Ihachi Nefishilu Tuve Bate, one second, that's more than four. Elak Mika Gadol, Mika Gadol, the Tamil Adadi Bechad Besa, that goes in one compartment. Ashrecha Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael Bechad Besa, O Anisa Elakim Bechad Besa, O Zotchael Yom Bechad Besa. Those are the four compartments. Again, the Rashba writes in Yichudushi Agados on this Gemara, there's a lot of secrets in this Gemara that we don't understand. The Rashba says that 800 years ago, so we as well could say we can't fully understand what does it mean that Hashem wears tefillin and go through the details of the compartments, but at least we learned some halachas from it, and we learned the message of being mishtabeach in each other. Turning over, v'kulu k'sivi b'dari, and the same parshios appear in the tefillin shel yad. Wonderful. Amar Avin Bar Avada Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Kalaroga Lava Lebeis Hakneses Lo Bo Yomechad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Bo. Anyone who always comes to shul and one day does not come, Hashem asks about him and wonders, where is he? Right? If somebody might say, okay, then I'll never come to shul. I won't have the problem. No, then you have no relationship with Hashem. If you come to shul always and you're not there one day, Hashem wonders where you are. Shenemar, mi bachem yirei Hashem, shomea b'kol avdo, asher halach hashechem ve'ino galo. He walked in the dark and there's no light on the day he didn't come. Im l'dvar mitzvah halach, no galo. If he went, he didn't come because he was in the middle of a mitzvah. Okay, no, then he still, no galo, then he still has light. V'im l'dvar harashus halach, ino galo. But if he went for a dvar harashus, so then he does not have light. And yiftach b'shem Hashem, the end of the pasuk says, my taima, mishum dehavile liftoch b'shem Hashem, v'lo batach, he should have been boteach b'Hashem. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. B'shar Shachadosh Baruch Hu Baba Beis Hakneses Lo Masa Basar. Rami Aruka waits when Hashem comes to shul and does not find 10. He gets very angry. Shneamar Madua Basi Vein Ish. Why'd I come and there's no Ish? Ish. There's no number 10. The center. Karasi Vein Ona. I called and there's no Ona. There's no Ania of the Tzibur. Where is it? Rav Soloveitchik uses this line as quoted another sefer that came out recently in the Shiurei HaRav. There are a number of Shiurei HaRav that have been put out from Rav Soloveitchik's Torah, one on Tisha B'Av and Avelos, and one on Basa B'Chalav, and one on Inyan Echala. There's also one on Tefillah V'Kriya Shema. So in the back of that, Rabbi Ganak put out that one, and he quotes the Rav, who says this is one of his rayas to what he develops in a yard site shiur, which we're not going to go into now, the difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash, how Beis HaMikdash we go to Hashem, and Beis HaKnesses Hashem comes to us, and Hashem Kaviyachol is visiting us. So that's this lashon of the Gemara. When Hashem comes to visit and comes to shul, it's not waiting in shul, he's not the host, right? It's in, he's coming to us. So ain onem. Again, there's a raya from later on in the Masechta. Not for now. Amar Bichalba, Amar Afuna, Kala Kovia Makam, Litzvila, so, Elokei Avram Be'ezro. Anyone who's Kovia Makam for his Tfila, Hashem, the God of Avram, will help him. Right, Kala Kovia Makam. What's the godless of being Kovia Makam? Makam Kavua. What's the godless of that? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because, first of all, it's Machlokes, whether you need Makam Kavua even in Shul or not. Does this mean Shul or even in Shul? Rabbeinu Yonah says even in shul, Rabbeinu Yonah says even if in your house, in shul, don't worry about it. In shul, as long as you're in shul. But if in your house, you should always have the same place as Avodah in your house if you miss, a minyan at some point. The Rosh writes, no, even in shul, you should have a makam kavua. Let's continue first. When this person who is Kovei HaMakom dies, we say to him, Ey Anav, Ey Chasid, we say about him, what a humble and pious person. He's from Avram Avinu. Amazing. V'Avram Avinu Minola and Tekava Makom. How do we know Avram was Kaveh Makom? Tachsir. V'Yeshkem Avram Aboka El Makom Sh'amad Sham. V'Namida El Tfila. Shneimar V'Amod Pinchas V'Yipalel. We know he went to the place. He was Kaveh Makom. What's the gablis of Kviyas Makom? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kviyas Makom is even Kviyas Makom. Doesn't mean, oh, he's Kaveh Makom, he doesn't do other halachas. It means, even this halacha of tefillah he does. Meaning, he obviously does a lot of other halachas of tefillah. But even this one, he does. The tzlach here, that's a beautiful ha'ara, he says, why anav? What's humble about being Kaveh Makom? Says the tzlach, because one might have thought, one might think like, I could daven wherever I could daven. A person always needs as much help as he could get. Who am I? I'm nobody. At least I was Mekadish this place before. So at least I'll try to go back here because, look, I need all the help I could get. Let me go back to the same spot which I already sanctified. That's why he's an Anav, because he has that attitude. He needs the place. He needs that place. He needs all outside help that he can get. You can't run out of shul. Amar Abaya lo Amran el lamefak. That's only to go out of shul. Aval meil mitzvah lamira. To go into shul, surely it's a mitzvah to run to shul. The post can say only at the end, when it's nikar, that I'm going to shul. Running to shul. Once I get into shul, I have to stop and walk properly. But running to shul, that's the mitzvah. Shenamar, near the faladas is Hashem. I have to run. Amar abzeira merishki avi chazinu lehul rabbanan. Tekarati lepirka b'shabsa. When I used to see the rabbis running to the shir on Shabbos, aminuka machailan rabbanan shabasa. I used to think, oh, what a chilul Shabbos. They're running on Shabbos. Kiva the Shemana Hu Rabbi Tamitanchum. Amr Shimon Levi, once I heard this statement, La Olam Yaritz Adam, Lidvar Halacha, or Lidvar Mitzvah, Befilo B'Shabbos. But once I heard him, Rabbi Shimon Levi, who said you could run to a mitzvah anytime, Shinemar Acharei Hashem Yelechu, Karye Yishag, V'chulu, Anonami Rehitna. I started running. That's why, running to do a mitzvah. Amr Rab Zera. Now Rab Zera has a very interesting line. Igra de Parka Riata. The schar of the shear is the running towards it. This is the makar for schar halicha, one of the makaras. The schar of the shir is riata. We'll get back to, let's do it right now. Actually, what does that mean? Amazing Rashi. What does it mean? Rashi says, because many people go to the shir, don't understand it well enough to repeat it over afterwards. And therefore, they must get schar halicha, even though they don't get schar for being there. What? What if I went to a shir and I understood it, but I just can't say it over? Somebody asked me, what was the shir about? Yeah, it was good. It was about that tefillah. What did he say? I'm not sure. It was good. Says Rashi. It's clear from Rashi. Havana, how do you measure Havana? The ability to repeat it over. That's what Rashi says. Sh'ayruba meina mavina Muhammad girsa v'lomar shmua mipi rabba l'achar zman. Sh'ikablu schar limud. Wow. So that's the ability. That's what it means. Havana means the ability to say it over. All right, so there's a big discussion. What is limud? What if I say something I don't understand anything? So many achronim, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rav Soloveitchik also in that piece in Shiri Harav says a chilik between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebechsav I could get credit for even if I don't have full havana because that has inherent kedusha. Torah Shebalpeh is all about havana. It's all about havana, and that's what Rashi says. Havana means the ability to say it over. Good. Amar Abaya Igra Dekala Dochka. The schar of going to a kala, going to the shir, where you squish in, you don't really get much out of it. Dukkha is just being squished there. That's igra de kala. Amar Rava, igra de shmeitza svara. The schar of starting a sugya is svara, is the tircha that one goes through to understand it. Amar of Papa, igra de beitam yeshtikusa. Reverend Papa says the schar of being in a base ha'avel or a base ha'meis, two different shatim, shtikusa, is just being quiet there, listening. Amar Marzutra, Igra Tataneisad Stak Tzidkasa. The Igra, the Schar of a Tainis, is not just the fasting. It's the Stak and Maisim Tovim that come out of the fast. Interesting, Rav Avadia has a tshuva where he talks about, it was a case where a Sefer Torah fell down. Sefer Torah fell down, a minute gets to fast. So Rav Avadia writes in the tshuva, if it was up to me, if I had my druthers, if it was up to me, I'd tell people, instead of having a regular day and just fasting, I'd tell people you can eat whatever you want, but take off from work and stay in shul all day. And you get meals, and have shiurim, and have davening. What, people fast, and they go about their business. That's what the message is. They should stay home. Stay home and take off work. That's what I just say. That's what the igra of a tainus is, not just the tainus. Gotta find something else. Amar Efsheshes, I'm on the third wide line. Igra despeda deluye. The igra, the hespid, is the wailing. Sometimes, you know, we said, the more we get out of a levaya is how people act there, not only what is said. Deluye. Amar Avashi, igra dvehilule mili. Ravashi says, which also we'll get to Hashem later on, the schar, greatest schar of behilule, of a wedding, is mili by saying a kind word to the Baali Simcha and the Chasan and the Kala. Period. Okay, those are major topics that we just discussed. Let's continue. Anyone who davens behind the shul is Nikra Rasha. What does that mean? Again, many tried them in the Rishonim. We're just going to go with Rashi because we're running out of time. So, behind the shul, Rashi says the shuls in Bavel were faced west. East-west, they face west. So if somebody goes on the opposite side of the shul and faces the other way, so basically he has his back to the west. So that's Nikra Rasha. Shenemar saviv rishaim yishalechun. The Rishonim went around. Amar Abaya, lo Amar El Zalom Heder Api the Beknisha. That's only if you didn't turn your head in the right way. Alam Heder Api the Beknisha Leslan Buff. If you turn your head in the right way, then it is okay. There are other pshatim what that means, and the Rishonim, but that's Rashi. Ahu Gavro to come Asi Achar Beknisha. Alam Heder Api the Beknisha. There was somebody who was doing it in the improper way, whatever the halacha was. Chalaf Eliyahu Chazya Idmi Leketaya. Eliyahu dressed up like an Arab merchant passed by. Amar Le Kedu Bar. That means like two gods. Kedu bar kaimis kami marach. Like two gods, you appear in front of, you're davening, but it's as if you're like davening to a different god. Shalaf safsra bakatle. Whoa. Took out a sword and he killed him. Was it Eliyahu HaNavi? Does Eliyahu HaNavi get involved in, was this Misa B'di Shemayim? There's a lot more to this story from behind the scenes that the Gemara doesn't tell us. Amalehu me rabbanu le rabibi barabaya. Va'amri la rabibi le rab nachman bar yitzchak. My krum zulus le b'nei adam. What does that mean? What is the pasuk? Krum. From the word Rome, lofty, uplifted. Zulus le b'nei adam. Then zulus, something zilzul. Sometimes something disgusting and disgraceful is raised up amongst people. Or the opposite. Omar le, elu dvarim sh'on deberumu shel olam. U'b'nei adam mezalzalim behem. Things that should be uplifted, and people are mezalzal in them. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Travayu. That's what that pasuk means. We'll see what the connection is. Kivan shenistarach adam labrios panim mishtanas kekrum. When a person starts needing people to survive, right, his face changes like a krum. What does krum mean? We'll see in a second. A colorful bird. Shenemar krum zulus labnei adam. My krum kiaser of dimi. Omar of echad ish bekrachayam is a bird. The krum shemo. The kivan shachamazo rachas mishapech lekamagvanim. Once the sun starts shining, it changes colors, just like somebody who's very embarrassed. His face keeps changing colors, right? Like shvichas damim. Right? Shvichas damim. He loses. So the vayish pechaver barabim. Shovech damim. Rav Ami v'Ravasi darmi travayu kilu nidom b'shnei dinim. If somebody is embarrassed, it's as if he feels eish umayim. He feels hot. He feels cold. He feels embarrassed. That's eish and mayim shenemar. Here kafta enosh l'roshenu. You put a person on our heads and you embarrassed us. Banu be'eish ubamayim. As if we came in fire and water. Okay. Let's try to fit in a little more. La'olam yehi adam zar betfilas ha-mincha. A person should be very zahir in mincha. Shaharei, Eliyahu, Anavi, Eliyahu lo nana ela betfilas mincha. Mincha is special. Shene'amar. He was only answered by mincha. Vayi ba'alos ha-mincha by the Nevi'ei Habal. When it was a time for mincha, vayagish, remember the Nevi'ei Habal, Eliyahu Anavi gave them all day. Yeah, take all day. Try to figure out a fire to come down from heaven. Didn't work. They were screaming and screaming. Mincha time. Eliyahu Navi went up. Yagish Eliyahu Navi veYomer veChulu. Aneni, and he went up and he davened. And of course, we know the fire came down. Before we do the next line, the Torah writes in Hilchas Mincha, beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Beis. The Torah quotes this Gemara. Says you got to be very careful by Mincha. Says Yizar b'Tfilas Mincha Shalom Lo Nene Eliyahu VaHatam. Why? What's so special about Mincha? Says the Torah, it's the hardest tefillah of the day. You wake up in the morning, you go daven. Before you go to sleep, you go daven. Mincha, you're in the middle of everything. Mishal mincha shi be'emsa ayom ba'ochu tar ba'asakov. Tzarech la'sumo so'el libo v'lefanos mikol asakov. Ulis palalosa v'imasa kein schar harbe ma'od. If you do this, that's why the uniqueness of mincha. And what did Eliyahu Navi say? Mincha, aneni Hashem aneni. Aneni. He said, answer me twice. Aneni shiteret eishman ha-shamayim va'aneni shlo yomer ma'isek shafimim. Please, let me bring down a fire from heaven and let them say, not say it's Maisak Shafin. This Gemara appears on Daftez as well. The Baalei Musar point out, unbelievable. If a fire came down from heaven, it wouldn't be good enough. He has to daven that not only does the fire come down, but that people don't pretend that it wasn't a fire and try to say, oh, lightning hit. He has to daven for that. Daven for the fire and daven that people don't say something else. Amazing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilas Arvis. Rabbi Yochanan kind of takes the punch out of the uniqueness of Mincha. He says also my Arvis special. Shenemar Tikon Tilasi Ktoras Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Arev. Arev is nighttime. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilas Shachris. Shenemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker, Erech, Erech Lecha, Va'atzapeh. So they all say it. But the famous line out of these three is the one by Mincha, because Elio was answered by Mincha. Okay, the next piece starts a separate topic, so I guess we have to stop here, all about the godless of going to a wedding, and the important schar that one gets for going to a wedding, Yizokha to Torah. Why is that? We'll have a beautiful thought we'll start off with, Bez Hashem, in the Gemara from Rav Schechter. Okay, we will stop here.